going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Boom, boom. That was my first radio name. It was Hoochie Coochie Man before I was
Matt
Man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
I was like... Because it's been my rejoin week. Only got a 3-day week, though.
I haven't heard that in a long time. Hoochie Coochie.
Hoochie Coochie Man?
Yeah. Well, not man, but Hoochie Coochie. So, Hoochie Coochie places in San Francisco, my mom would say.
Oh, Lord.
What you doing going down there? Those Hoochie Coochie places. I said, Mom, I'm not going to a Hoochie Coochie place.
It's where to buy underwear.
Just...
Hoochie Coochie Man.
Man. I forgot Tuesday. Fat Boy plugged in some good stuff. And then I was like, you know what I want to do? Oh, okay.
Oh, sing it.
7 days now. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell it to him. Son of a plumber.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Hard times. The Rock had $7, but the Hoochie Coochie Man had $700. Suck it, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
$2-$3 bills in a single.
And a jug buck.
Does it make you want to take off your clothes?
Yes, it does.
It does?
You start.
Are you giving us permission right now? Because
you both,
I am fine to do that, and I feel better about taking a shirt off now. To be honest with you,
do you?
Oh, hold on! Sound effects perfectly timed. There you go.
Nice.
Na
na na na na.
For taking the shirt off.
Na 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 na.
He got a mole on his nipple.
I saw my fat Albert when I told like that.
So I was thinking, what is my last day of rejoins going to be? And I was like, well, I looked at the weather. Boo. And then. And then also, you know, as you're supposed to be. See, I have this weird, I told my family this last night. I have this, let me think of the way to word it, or the way I worded it, because it was well done. I have this guilty peace. You know what I mean? Like, it comes in waves and stuff. Talk about my mother's passing. Yesterday was her funeral. And I have this guilty peace of, you know, like it is well with my soul. Like it is. Like it's, and it's not some kind of putting on a face. Like I certainly missed the. I can't say that because she'd get mad if I said that. I missed the crap out of her.
Of course.
And but I have this peace that I think the guilty part of it is like that's the devil or the negativity saying you ought to feel bad right now, and I do, but like I. Yeah. I put up this picture yesterday of My dad was, see, I get the creativity from my mom. I get the goofiness or whatever it is from my daddy. And they were taking pictures in front of the, I think it was my prom night or whatever. They took some pictures together too. And my daddy's doing, there took three pictures, and one of them he's doing like a silly face or whatever. And then the next one, he's doing another like funny thing with his face. And then my mom is like looking at him like, and I, like this, you know, the eyes tell it. You just in the eyes. And then on the third picture, he'd like, he didn't dip her all the way down.
We'll go look at it again.
But he like laid one on her, kissing, you know, and I was like.
I was the first one to like it.
I was like, were you the first?
I believe so.
I'm shocked you paid attention to my social media. You don't, usually don't. I noticed. But yeah, I was like, so society says you should have the blues. But what, played a blues song right then, and it was fun.
No, 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 no.
And also, it is my dad's birthday. So
hey.
It's a double whammy in a sense, but it's also like that's selfishness. The good is, and I'm repeating myself, I know, but like she got freaking Easter in heaven. And so even if you don't believe, like I've said before, because I don't want to preach to you, I'm not the guy to do that, but it's... you know, even if you think there's nothing afterwards, there's no more pain. We all agree on that. So that's the piece. But also, the fact she's back with my pops on his birthday for the first time in, good God, 17 years.
Wow.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm not putting on a front. Like, that means a lot to me. And it's like this inner peace that I feel slightly guilty about, but...
How old would have you been, Phil?
49. Let's do some quick math. 49, you have 51 on that. That would put him at 76. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It don't seem like it's been that long.
No, it's 2008.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. It's like, or like you know, I go right back, because it's the same mortuary, same church, everything, and I'm thinking about like how distraught she was then.
That's the last time I Paul Bohr.
You were the last pallbearer.
Yep.
Also, shout out to Piedmont Park Fire Department once again for being the pallbearers and bringing the truck. And
that was very.
She loved her firemen, not in a weird way, but you know.
Okay.
She'd take them cookies and stuff, and it was. I could tell you funny. Several funny things. First off, any questions? Okay, so I just don't want to command the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's good because.
That's a good.
I didn't go, so I don't know what all happened.
I didn't know if you were there or not.
But you know what? I didn't go to my own grandparents' funeral, so it's not really my scene. I can't process death properly.
That's a good excuse. Like, can't argue with you on it, but it's a good excuse.
Like, I'm messing. Look at,
I'm messing.
I can't even say what I wanted to say. It's going to sound crass.
You might step out of the room?
I can't look at a dead body.
Oh,
wow. Be in the same room.
You would have to.
Like, I don't know what the arrangement was, but...
They did it. She looked beautiful. Like, they did. They did a jam-up job. Like, I kept telling them yesterday. I was like, I'm going to leave y'all a five-star review. I'm not even joking. Y'all are awesome. Wood Mortuary and Graceland West. But, so, what's the funny? I mean, or whatever. So, as, like... her preacher, the way he described her was... the best way to ever like put it. It's like she was, my mom would send anybody she knew, like remotely knew, if she knew your birthday, you got a birthday card. I mean, that's the one thing. It's like almost every single person through the receiving line was, you know, she'd always send me a birthday card and blah, blah, blah. And she'd also send money in them and not a lot, you know, like $5
like a check
or whatever.
That's so nice.
Just like.
The thought.
Just the craziness of it. And so there's this, me and my sister put together the and my aunts as well, the video slideshow that shows, and, you know, they have this, you know, nice poignant music that goes in the background or whatever. And I would not look at it after it was made because it was hard to put it together. And here's a lesson in that. Go ahead now while they're here and put it together. It's not saying you're going to die soon, but... this is serious. That was very, very difficult to do. Someone had to do it, and I was glad to do it, but that was very hard to do.
You didn't have any issues with music as far as like last situation you had?
Oh, and my mom didn't want Leonard Skinner to play to hers.
Well, my
dad
three
wanted Freebird play, and they wouldn't allow it, so we played it at the graveside. But I love that, too. Like that's part
that
of
just kinda,
the way he went out.
That's a signature for him, for sure.
Yeah. So I'm finally seeing some of that screen or whatever, and that, like, tore me up. Not with, like, a buzz or anything. Not the good kind of tore up. And not my tummy either, but, like, my emotions and everything. And so my daughter's sitting right beside me. My grandson's sitting right beside me. Like, he can tell. He's three, but, like, he can tell. Obviously, this is a very sad situation. He doesn't put two and two together. Also, funny little story in a sense. You know, when we had the horse die at the farm, we had to get a gentleman with essentially a backhoe to come over and dig a big hole.
A lot of money.
Yeah, it was. But the fine is more. $1,000 a day to get...
A day?
Yes.
Wow.
$1,000 a day once livestock passes.
That's a lot.
At least in Spartanburg County. $1,000 a day.
I prop his ass up so I dug the hole.
But it only costs $750 to get it buried soon. So you're saving $250? So anyway, long story short, my grandson's first introduction to death was the horse dying. Aww. And he wanted to know if Mimi was going to be buried at the farm.
Uh-oh. That's a legitimate question. Yeah,
I thought so too. I was like, that's kind of astute of you, young man. Yeah. Or, and I also was going to say, but just in my head, I thought, she wasn't that big, okay? She wasn't the size of a horse. But that, and then I'm squalling or whatever, and they do this all this pomp and circumstance of we're there and you see us, like in the receiving of friends, as you'd call it, and then we step out of the room to then reemerge into the room like it's some kind of
the formality of it.
Yeah. And then at the end, once the, and I didn't pre-ask, and I'm the first one that would have went out, I was like, okay, I don't know, is there a sign when I should leave or whatever? So the funeral director actually comes up and kind of does that thing like they do at Disney World, where they're like, right this way. And I am squalling, and I wanted to look through the crowd, because once you get out there, it's like straight to graveside. A lot of people don't go, can't go. They got to come to that, thank God.
Yeah.
And I was trying to see as many people as I could. And this is so true. I am squalling. I am like eyes swollen shut, like that Nicole Kidman movie.
Yeah,
good one. And the only person I focused on, and it was because I thought there was an alien in the church, was Mark Hendricks.
Hey.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
who
we
is that?
Back.
Okay, that's Mark. That's Mark Hendricks.
Yeah, Hit my music.
It'd be Thin Lizzy for him, probably.
Hendricks music.
You'd be 40. Red Wine.
Oh, God. It'd be The Voltage. That's his favorite band.
Voltage. But so we go back and we do... you know, back, we go back to my Aunt Brenda's house, and the whole family comes there, and you know, all that stuff. And
food.
One of my great food too. It was paid for, so it's not a plug-ola thing.
Nice.
It was a Southern Palate, and I know several of them that said that they listened. So that's not a free shout out or whatever.
Love y'all's palates.
It's just what's up. I thought it was Pilates at first when I read it. I was like, y'all do yoga and cater. This is cool, but it was Palate. And
gonna work that chicken off.
One of my, again, second cousins, but I just call him nephew for whatever reason. He accidentally slipped up and said the S word, and it was like, ooh, like yeah. And then, like 7-8 minutes later, cousin Lisa, I name dropped you. She she dropped D-A-M-N.
What?
Yeah.
In front of everybody.
Well, that.
What's going on here?
In front of
so it? Listen, this is so crazy, and there's not like a big kind of thing. So what I noticed was, how long we got left?
Right at it.
Okay. Okay, that's perfect.
I should hit this.
Perfect then. Don't hit it yet. Oh, you can hit it if you need to. But here's the way. So if you listen to this show for any period of time, you know that my mother was virtuous and godly and all about, she decorated in Bible. She had two bathrooms. where scriptures were on the hand towels and the curtains and whatnot.
I love it.
And it was great because I'd be in there like screaming reading cuss it words because I was hurting my stomach. And I'd see Proverbs 4 on the wall. And so as I'm leaving, this is, and someone in my family texted me later and said, that's why you do what you do for a living. As I'm, it's a very somber moment. I'm going back to the house, you know, and I'm leaving, and it's where you tell everybody goodbye for like 5 minutes each, and it, you know,
you got a hug, rip and grin.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, how do I go out right here? So I turn out back to everyone in my family. This is not self-aggrandizing. It's just to bring funniness to a very sad, somber day. I said, I just want to say before I left, I noticed since my mother's gone that y'all are a little more lax with the language now. So I'll see you a-holes in Christmas. And I said the real word, and they popped.
Oh, God.
And they popped
how
so hard.
Funny.
What?
Yeah. They, like, you know.
How long of a decision are we talking about here?
For what? I'll see them before Christmas, too. That was a fun little joke.
I mean, like before what you, because you could have went a lot harder on what you said.
That's so I can tell you're in the same kind of wavelength I'm on or whatever. I was literally going to, that was a quick, because you want to be quick-witted and whatever.
Got to.
But you've got plan A, plan B. I'm glad I went with plan A and not plan B because I was going to call them MFers.
Oh.
That would have been too strong for Aunt Brenda and Aunt Wanda and Uncle Mike. It would have.
Yeah, because that's. And that's not one a lot of people slip up.
Yeah.
I would have done it in the vein of like Chris Rock, where it had been like, you know, it wouldn't have been fully enunciated. But I didn't want to just say.
Even a CSer, you couldn't do that one.
Oh, no. Just the real religious one there. But you know what I'm saying? It was like.
Pork soaker.
And then I was like, oh, good. It made me feel good because, you know, I got to laugh. And also, it was kind of just poignant. But I could
plus that you left on it. You can't hang around. You drop it.
I didn't even wait for goodbyes. I closed the door before they could quit laughing.
Run.
It was the best.
Hey ho!
I was like, that's my 5 minutes. I'll see you next time.
See you.
But you kept popping back in the door.
I'd think of more. You know what? I was going to call y'all MFers. Ha ha ha! No one's laughing now. All right, bye bye. All right, we'll be back right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Talk to me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Everything. Talk to me, Lucille.
I love this. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God, my.
Oh. 5 years old. Uh-huh. A mane. Like Gucci Mane.
Or a Spanish one.
This would be my stripper song.
Oh, that's a good one.
A mini. Okay, we've taken a lot of liberties with today's show. And the fun little thing is if we play the whole song, it costs a lot of money. But if we play a portion of it, it's a lot cheaper.
Muddy won't get you if you don't play the whole song.
The Muddy Waters family.
Wow.
Speaking of family, you know, the life is so wild, right? So mom's funeral yesterday, as we just talked about, my dad's birthday today. Also, my nephew Sterling's birthday is today.
Oh, happy Sterling. Birthday,
yeah,
Sterling.
He was born on my dad's birthday, and it's like, you know, the...
Oh,
it's
wow.
So weird how that is. Like, my sister was 50 years younger than my grandmother. I was 50 years younger than my grandfather. That's how we always remember that.
That's kind of cool.
People try to plan it that way and can't do it.
Mm-mm.
Having a kid, like, or people, same birthdays.
Like, when they would have to, especially, like, farm, like, real farmers, like, doing crops and stuff, not, like, play farming like I do. But they...
hobby farm.
They would have to plan, like, okay, we're going to have sex right now. Also, they're listening right now, so love you, buddy. It was good to see you yesterday, because they're listening right now. So, sir, also River, I'll give you a shout-out. It's not your birthday, but you're
what's
awesome
up, boys?
Kid. They're football players. And
nice.
To mom listening right now, love you too. But I to go ahead and turn the channel now.
You got a couple linemen in that car with you there.
Yeah, a couple linemen. I would. I love you too. I'll go ahead and change the channel now.
Got you a couple guards.
Just
quick hands.
You know, I don't want to make this fun thing. Oh, he said my name on the birthday. Then all of a sudden we take a call and somebody says, hey, you know.
Oh, boy.
Hey, man.
It hurts when I do this. Is that bad? So, all right, for real, change channel. Not to that other's channel, though. Just turn it off altogether.
Yeah.
Don't change it to the competition.
Silence.
Right.
On the way.
Okay. The fat boy said, I want to talk about the race today. And I was like, well, the race is on. And here comes
pride right in the backstretch. Heartache was coming to the inside. My tears are holding back and they're trying not to. Huh?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. What do you think I did growing up? Wasn't allowed to listen to rap music.
You look like you robbed grocery stores.
That was Peter Johnson, fake name friend.
Mm.
So
I said, Talladega, where Jug is racing. Also,
thank God, super speedway racing. Screw short track racing. Unless you're late models or super modifieds.
There'll be crumbs of this going on for a long, long time. I'll keep remembering to thank people. Everybody that came out yesterday. But a guy who is racing at Talladega put his schedule back one day so he'd come to my mama's funeral.
That is so
Jeremy
nice.
Clements, you are the man. Rob Inario told his client, I'm going to a funeral. I will not be at court today. No, he didn't do
told
that.
The judge to piss off.
He told the judge to go to hell or somewhere else.
He
no,
did not.
He, but everybody who, 2 o'clock in the middle of the day, to be there, you had to change something about your life, maybe lose a little money. God bless you. Now, as he said, I'm not talking about Talladega.
Nope.
He says, I'm talking about, and then he pointed to his privates. And now you know why I had Angel change the channel.
Oh,
assuming
my
she did.
Goodness.
But she did.
Like, I wonder what he's going to say.
We're all about
to listening to it in her AirPod, whatever the hell. EarPod? See, you turned it. I just said hell.
This is going to happen tonight. I'm not going to give him a total plug because, you know, you can find this out. Everybody can watch it live streamed at 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight.
Are you an influencer and I don't know it?
What are you doing?
This is gross, and I'm probably going to bet on it. Oh. You got two mono versus mono. You got a kid from USC, a kid from UCLA, two college kids.
Naked wrestling.
No, but you're not too far off. This is an upstart that, by the way, has already got $1 million invested into it.
What the
and
hell?
It was created by a 17-year-old and three other people. Ooh. It is called the Sperm Racing League. And this is going to be the first ever match tonight.
What are they doing?
So each of these contestants.
Are you using this like
are you for
like
real?
With a radar gun? Or are we talking about they're actually going to follow them to see?
So what's going to happen is they're each going to provide a sample beforehand.
Oh, okay.
And the sperm from each contestant is set up to race on a track that mimics the female reproductive system. So they're saying this race could take anywhere.
We can't
anywhere.
Get a cure for cancer. We make a video
we're
game about
impregnate?
Someone's
going to get pregnant?
There was a, no, like this is, the racetrack is, it's a track mimicking okay. the female reproductive system.
So it's not in an actual.
It's like a slide for a microscope slide.
Well, I don't think that's the way y'all look in there. It ain't like you, world of waves.
Now they don't.
How more like rip roaring rapids.
No, my point is it would
I'll
have.
See your log flume.
It would have to be clear so you could see it and magnify.
Dude, I never thought about log flume. They like you're talking about the butthole.
Never mind.
They're saying the race could take anywhere from 3 minutes to an hour. They don't know yet. They're also saying that it's going to be measured by microscopic cameras and thermal.
Tracking. Yeah, it's basically a slide.
Well, I was going to get to it eventually.
She's being passive-aggressive toward me because I interrupted her.
She's mad because I'm
did, though. I did. I was going to apologize to you off the air, but you want to bring it on the air right now. It's fine.
Science. I got excited.
Well, look.
That's true.
This is a major event.
I was like, I'd love that.
They expect 1,000 people tonight at the LA Palladiums where they're going to have it.
Of course.
They've got a press conference planned for it. This is an upstart league. This is just the first match.
You know what this reminds me of in a sick, twisted way? It's like Running Man, the prequel.
Right.
Like this futuristic thing, like we bet on everything now. How about this? Like these kids were probably sitting around drinking, doobie and smoking and catamine and special K and all this stuff. And they're like, dude, you know what would be a great idea?
It's funny that you mentioned the betting aspect of it because I looked into it. And they got the one kid. Now, they can't really reveal all their medicals because of HIPAA and whatnot.
Yeah.
So they're basing this off of researched for each, like, race.
Come on.
So the one kid.
That's like saying every person of a certain race has well-endowed. Remember?
Right.
We had the guy call in one time. He's like, I want to let you know that it is not true. This stereotype.
He might be the only
laid
one.
Out. It might be, but he's like, I want to. I think he had said before, like, women would expect more than he had. He had to just lay it out there. I am at least the one man of color.
Let me ask you a question.
On this show, 2020 didn't have it. Dateline didn't have it. Rise Guys had it.
They're basing this off of scientific data for the race. So they're saying the Caucasian men usually have higher testosterone rates, but his opponent is half Asian, and they're saying that usually Asian men have a higher concentration of sperm.
Interesting.
Per volume, like the count.
So is it just...
So this is more about, not about the color of your skin, but more about how fast your sperm can run.
So
swim.
So it's basically like a CT scan.
They're not running.
Yeah, that's going to mimic the vaginal canal, sort of, so it will travel
as,
up.
As far as I know, we're going to see the track, and then we're going to see some microscopic camera shots, but I don't know how it's going to go. I'm going to watch
it. They should make a little tiny little GoPro and put on them.
It's kind of going to be kind of what it is.
Because they'll turn it into a ride at Disney.
Because I can't remember. Sperm. Like ejaculate. Can you say that?
You said it like Leon from Curb.
You actually said like the actual medical term for it.
Okay, so is it the thrust or is it the sperm itself?
Great question, because you said they had to pre-provide it. So once you put it in the test tube, in other words, do they just quit swimming for a while or do they just pop back up when they throw it in the Panama Canal or whatever?
This is the unknown.
How fast
are they going to go if they even go?
This is... oddly, maybe not to a lot of people, it's oddly interesting. I never thought about that.
Two samples, two sperm from each guy, so four total.
Right.
From what I'm reading. And then they're going to test those.
Because I'm thinking of the dropper thing that you put on
a penis.
The little...
Like a pipette?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing. So if you squeezed it a little harder, then the sperm would probably go faster, wouldn't it? Than if you just... randomly.
I don't know how the launch is going to go as far as the starting point.
I overanalyze.
Are they doing
things.
Like a 5, 4, 3, 2,
boop. Boop, drop it in there.
Because sometimes it's like, you know, talking about the end of things, like sometimes it's like a 4th of July. Sometimes it's like, you know.
Oh, it ain't going to turn into an eating contest, I hope.
And if one didn't get a thrust as fast, it's not going to go as fast.
Is this from the makers of that show, Jousting?
No. Yeah. Not that guy. A 17-year-old that already has $1 million invested into the startup.
Why is that not weird, though, that... Now, I guess it's provisional in the state that they're in, but, like, that's underage.
One other college students.
They're still 17.
So well, he's the founder.
I can understand.
I don't give a damn. If it was a girl that was sitting there doing that, it would be awful. But it's a dude doing it, and it's like... And I'm not being reverse sexism. But you know what I'm saying? Like, why is that okay? The kids funding a sperm contest?
Well, maybe it's for science and maybe it's for people.
Well, they're saying that they want to address the low fertility rates in men.
Yeah, that's valid. Sure.
You know, the pregnancy rate for the first time in humpteen years is at an all-time low in America right now.
Why?
I don't know.
Have to do IVF, so this is maybe... Oh. This is maybe.
I just got a beep.
He just started the race.
This is maybe going to help people.
I'm going the wrong direction.
Well, if you Google sperm race tonight, you'll find all the information you need to know. I'm going to watch
it. Is it on Hulu?
It's going to be streamed live 10 o'clock tonight.
Is that something we won't be able to watch?
Anybody can watch. It's free. Anybody can watch
it. No, I mean because the porno laws. Like you can't see Pornhub anymore.
No, but if it's.
Not again, like you're just seeing, like you're not seeing any kind of nudity.
No genitalia.
Any
just
kind
a
of.
Sell.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So they are going to have the samples pre-collected.
I have to see how this is
going. I'm watching it for sure. And I'm probably going to bet on it.
How do you know who to bet on? Okay, what race are you betting on, Fat Boy?
I would bet on the guy with the higher testosterone.
But that's not, they're not saying that, right? Aren't they just telling you what race they are? Because this is a scientific data purge to see.
Well, yeah, that's what they're kind of, they're
that's their way of saying it.
Basing it.
That's
on
the way they say it's science.
Like more than likely they would, you know, replicate these
conditions. It's interesting to see. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be bad if the white dude comes in last. I'm just being honest.
Okay, it is a microscope. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I get it.
Yep. Microscopic cameras. I think there are going to be 10 of them.
Yikes, that's wild. Lord, look what we've done. We've not cured cancer, but we figured out how to swim these things around and bet on it.
10 o'clock,
Sodom
baby.
Sodom and Gomorrah, here we are. Speaking of that, Paige.
Yeah, I'm
the mayor of.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'm intrigued.
I'm going to watch it for sure.
What are you working on in the place?
Well, we are going to tell you how to handle being ghosted once and for all.
Once and for all, we'll get to the story.
Yeah, we will. And we got to talk about some weed gummies, too. All that more happening with your Rise Guys headlines.
Rainbows are the best.
I just can't.
You got weed suppositories?
Well, I can, so give them to me.
Like 7-inch ones?
What?
Asking for a friend? God almighty.
Woman.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It matters where you get your news.
Get your news.
It's what? Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with this again. We're going to talk about what you should do or what you shouldn't do if you've been ghosted. And if you've ever been dating someone and all of a sudden you just don't hear from them ever again and you're wondering, what'd you do? What'd you say? What pissed them off? Or what could have happened?
There's two types of people. The ones who play it back and forth over, you know, trying to figure out what it was. And then there's those from the Dillagaff community.
Pretty much. Just like, you know what?
Whatever.
Does it look like I do? Because I don't.
Does it look like I care? All right. So.
You can see the back of my box. It says Dillagaff.
Kiss this. Bye.
I'm president.
I'm number one Dillagaff.
All right. So a relationship expert just weighed in on what you should and shouldn't do if this happens. Let's start with the shouldn't. Basically, don't look for closure, no matter how much you want it. You can send one follow-up text, check it in, and if they don't respond, that's what you do. Just don't.
All right, what if you
say, what did I ever do? Why don't you like me? Don't be needy.
What if you go on a couple dates and you don't hear from the person for a week? Do you remember that you even went on those dates to call him back?
If you don't, you're a whore. Man whore.
Like, either way.
Yeah. Either way.
Also, I want to say that it's sad that we have to say man whore. Whore is not exclusive to women.
That's true.
But no one says female whore.
We learn something new every day.
You're right.
Well, I mean, if you're promiscuous,
that's today's stump,
if you're promiscuous, are you necessarily a whore? Because I think if you're
Dudes are the ones that are pimps. But the women, like, I'm not being whatever. But
unfair,
that's this weird.
It's an unfair
thing.
You're a sex trader. I don't like it.
You're a trafficker.
Well,
I cut up my credit cards.
I don't think you should put labels on people because
that's fun.
They're doing it with sperm.
I don't want to define what I am.
What are you? Are you male or female?
What she is what she is and what she is or what?
I is what I is. Popeye said that.
I think if
he said I am what I am.
I would be a little promiscuous if I met the right person. But I did. I go.
So that's
out
not promiscuous. Oh. That's passion. That's sexual.
That is passion.
Yeah.
She said person.
Promiscuous meaning you're bopping around from Adirondack chair to Adirondack chair.
Well, that's because I was
I say that because Paige was sexually injured in an Adirondack
chair. I mean, that was one weekend of...
I don't like the mountains even because of what they did to you.
There was just one man that did that to me, and he married me.
There's only two mountains I like, and I'm looking at
I guess he thought that he bought the merchandise, and he can do whatever he wanted with it.
Is that a... You're referring to yourself as a cow and milking it for free? Don't say that.
No.
Say that. I don't like that either. Why buy the cow if you milk... Why are we calling them cows?
Because she's got
How about a little goat?
Two.
A little goat? You can milk him, too.
Because you can see through to her stomach, that's why.
Oh, like the one in Clemson. Interesting.
Oh, that's so
cruel. Does anyone know what happened to
that
cow?
It
comes up every few years on our show.
Somebody tell us, please. If you work for the TED.
The field trip, I mentioned one time.
It seemed like you tortured the animal for science.
The cow is a real cow. It had this clear whatever where you could see inside of its body, and it was alive.
A stomach.
Yep.
Is it called a stomach? And I mean, I don't know what part I was looking at. I was very young, but I mentioned it one time on the show, and humpteen dozen people were like, dude, I saw the same cow. Fat Boy did not know of the cow, and I feel like he's passively aggressively acting like I have a fake memory.
There was one on Dirty Jobs. I didn't know if it was the same one.
With Mike Rowe?
Yep.
These poor science cows.
Science cows.
He voted the right way.
All right, so back to the thing, because I said what you shouldn't do, but what should you do if you've been ghosted in a relationship? Instead of looking for answers from the other person who ghosted you, check in with yourself and reflect on that relationship.
No,
listen, because you're going to go, were my needs met in that relationship? Well, of course they weren't, because this person doesn't have the decency to tell you goodbye. Or do you need to hear goodbye from
somebody?
But
if your needs were met and there's no answer, then you it turns... At least, I mean, I'm an overthinker. Right. I'm a... like we were saying earlier, I'm a plan, not in contraception. I'm a plan B, I think. And when I have a plan A, I got a plan B as well.
But for me, relationships aren't going to be the same as what they were before, because my needs are different. I don't really...
This is how you get a stalker.
Do you need it?
I don't need it any amount of time.
I don't need no man.
I want passion. I want it to just happen.
Me too. Would you like to date?
I just want to go like, let's just go out. And if we happen to end up in bed together, that's great. If we don't, I'm not going to be hurt. Because
it's a lot of sensuality.
If I fall asleep and start snoring on
you, Cheesecake Factory, 7 p.m.
Be it's
there.
Because I'm tired. Doesn't mean you're boring to me. So please know that.
I'll bore you.
Hell yeah.
If we turn on any movie,
like a tunnel.
I'm probably not going to watch the end of it. I'll be asleep on your couch.
You like that?
You ain't sleeping on my couch.
You're going to sleep with your ankles by your ears.
Probably.
You're going to sleep in the swing.
Any swing's a sex swing if you blank in it.
It's true. Yeah. And the one I have on my back porch, you can get on your knee.
You
I haven't tried this yet.
A sex swing on your back porch?
It's not a sex swing, but it's one of those that you buy. I got it at, what's it called, Yo Pottery or Pottery World? Or
Big Lots.
Big Lots. Tiny Lots.
Ain't nobody ever heard of Big Lots.
It's the Little Lots.
It's like, it looks like it's woven or whatever, and it's like this hanging basket kind of, but you sit in it, you know, there's a weight limit. I had to own it for a year before I could sit in it.
Oh, that's a weight limit.
Well, see, that's
but if the guy got on his knees in front, like, Lord.
Oh.
Big old heck yeah.
He needs knee pads and stuff, but God dang.
Another callus.
Anyway, Paige, who's that brought to us by that wonderful...
Gosling Electric.
God bless him.
Hell yeah. Double plug. Love it.
Double plugs. All right. Best. Big extra plug. Paige, close it, please.
Yeah, I'm Paige, and this your Rise Guys headlines. Thank you so much.
He has the best Instagram, Big Extra.
He never found the shirt he wanted to button up.
I'm like, dude, I would be freezing all the time. My nipples would be like cutting glass. Hey.
Yeah, they would.
Thank you.
You want a little sample again?
I do. I love it.
You ugly, sad, miserable bitch. You don't have very much hair left in your head. You look like you smoked cigarettes since you were 3 years old. You get a life, bitch.
Who is she talking about? Matt Man or Fat Boy?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you didn't ask the question. That's something separate.
Uh-oh.
On this? Come on, man.
There's a little heat.
Well, I've been through enough.
Well, male or female? You're not going to go through it alone, buddy. Two other people are going to go through it with you.
Are we doing this together, guys?
Everybody's going to get the heat this week.
All right.
Together.
Yep.
Forever. Forever. Okay. Forever.
And
forever.
They could have a valid point. I don't know if I agree with it.
Don't agree with it yet.
Yeah.
It probably will be, though. All right.
He's probably not going to get any heat.
Yeah. Y'all talk about headlines too much and stuff. We'll get into that next. Happy Friday, FOF line.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.